The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to a sweaty Adam Gilchrist in London. They're whinging. The hottest February day and hottest winter day on record. The usual suspects blame climate change. The last hottest day was 1998. They weren't talking about climate change then. How are you going?
Well, we're not quite sweaty and we're not whinging, but we are kind of thinking, this is a bit odd. I mean, that's the extent of our British take on the weather. That's a bit odd.
A bit odd.
In February. I have to say, whilst it's 20 degrees in the day in some parts of the UK, it got to minus 14 in one part of Scotland last night. So if you were on the wrong journey, to have a temperature difference of 34 degrees, you were in for a bit of a shock.
Yes, so, if you're on the wrong journey, well done.
Yeah, we don't know whether we should do shorts or a cardigan. It's confusing.
Only you people though, go on with these inquests. 44 years.
I know.
What?
It's quite extraordinary, isn't it? There was an original inquest, and then six people got put away for the crime.
This is bombing in Birmingham.
The Birmingham pub bombings in November 1974. And, yeah, the Birmingham Six, as they came to be known, like the Guildford Four, I mean, there have been films about these people, they were basically found guilty when they were innocent. They served nearly 17 years in jail. So here we are all these years later, remembering that 21 people lost their lives in these pub bombings.
Yeah.
180 people were injured. And so they've started a new inquest, although crucially, and I think disappointingly for certainly most of the relatives, they're not looking at who did it, but what happened. The who did it is still going to remain unanswered, and that's a big problem for a lot of people.
Amazing. 44 years after two blasts in Birmingham, an IRA bombing inquest. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.